Whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
What's Kwok ranting about?
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well.
Find out weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, welcome back. Hour number 2, Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush and Mike Vaughn with you. We are pleased to be joined right now by someone. I've never written this many titles for anyone that we've had on air. It is Ashley Moore. She is the co-founder, owner, CEO, and I wrote this at the end, homeschool mom of 4, joining us right now. What a pleasure to have you on the air today.
It's great to be here, Walt. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. We're glad to have you here. We're glad to be here today. Tell us a little bit about not just this location, but the other locations. Like, how did AMPM Farms, how did you guys start this process to opening up now 3 locations in the upstate?
Right. So this was all pretty much born of COVID. Like everyone, we saw what happened, and we were all waiting for food to be put on the shelves in the grocery store. We were waiting for those delivery trucks to get in. We all remember that anxious feeling we had.
Pull that a little closer. There we go.
Yeah. And my husband and I, we realized, you know what? We don't want to be relying on someone else. We want to be self-sustainable. And that's when we decided to buy the farm in December of 2020. And at first, it was just we were going to raise some beef for ourselves, some friends and family. And our message kind of got out, and it quickly resonated with people. And with our business backgrounds, we realized quickly the way to do this was with a storefront, somewhere that people could come in and shop every single day. And we saw that need kind of all over the upstate, and so we started in our hometown of Fountain End, where our farm is, and then now we have a location in Greenville and downtown Travelers Rest.
Now, we were talking a little bit earlier. This building, this is not a new location, but the building looks very different, and, like, you guys have had to do a lot of work to get this thing where it needs to be, and it's a beautiful location right now.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so last December there was a fire here, and we actually relocated our Fountain End store to our farm, which is just 5 miles from here. And the community was phenomenal. They came out, they supported us, they shopped at the farm for 11 months, and it was special. Everybody finally got to see the cows and see where their food came from. But we are thrilled to be back down here. We've done a full remodel on this building. We have added probably another 25 local farms and small businesses to the store. We have got shopping carts. You can really get everything to make a whole meal, not just your beef. We've got it all here now. So it feels like we're home.
I was going to ask you about the other stuff because, you know, you walk into a butcher shop and there's certain things you expect. You guys have that with the meat freezer and just all the different offerings there. But it's the other stuff, the elderberry I'm looking at, it's the jerky up there. It's like all the different things. I mean, it's a wide variety of products that you can get in here. Like you said, it's not just beef, but it's like fresh stuff and really health conscious stuff that you can get in here.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, we are a full service butcher shop. We've got your beef, your pork, your chicken. We can custom cut anything how you'd like it. We've got our dry agers aging the meat right here. But we really want it to be kind of like your farmer's market that is open 7 days a week. You don't have to wait for Saturday morning to go pick up your elderberry syrup or your local honey or your fresh sourdough bread. We have that every single day in all 3 locations. And this has also helped small business so much because a lot of those people only had those markets to sell at, and now they have the opportunity to sell their product 7 days a week, so it's really helped them too.
It's awesome. You mentioned the other locations and just the way that this thing has grown. You said it came out of COVID. We were talking about this earlier. I feel like especially my generation, like I had a conversation over the weekend by somebody who lives in a different area that was talking about the butcher shop that they go to. Like, when I was growing up, you know, 20 years ago, nobody was talking about going to the butcher shop. But now it feels like my generation, as we're becoming, you know, parents and we've got families, this is something that we're gravitating toward. You mentioned COVID. I just think it's the perfect time to have something like this particularly in a community like Fountain Inn that's going to really support it.
Right, and I think people want transparency. We know there can be a lot of tricky things with labeling and stuff, and I think people want to support what's close to their home, what's in their community, and we have four young kids, as you mentioned earlier, and you know, I want to know I'm feeding them the best possible food that I can, and so we carefully vet everything that's in here. Pretty much, this is where I get everything. I've got my raw milk is here, we've got our local Happy Cow cheese, you name it, it comes from here, and I feel good about what I'm feeding my family.
I know. I saw the family here when it came. I was like, oh, there's a lot of kids in here. I realized, like, all those are yours. That was great. but, like, the seamless way that you went from, like, homeschool mom to, like, boss mom, it was awesome. I'll just tell you that. It was really cool. And you mentioned, like, you learn how to juggle a lot of stuff. And when you have something like this, It's a labor of love, right?
That it is. It doesn't feel like you're going to a job. It's a lifestyle. You know, it doesn't feel like a 9-to-5. You know, it's a lifestyle. A lot of times I'll be sitting at my kid's gymnastics practice and I'm, you know, answering an email or, you know, I'll be on a phone call while I watch him at karate. So the nice thing is a lot of it I can juggle while still doing all the mom things. And I think it's good for them to see me in that role. And my oldest child is a girl. So I love that my daughter, you know, she sees women can do anything.
That's awesome. Anything else people need to know about the store that we haven't talked about so far?
I would just love for them to know that all three locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, Traveler's Rest, open 7 days a week. And we also do whole and half cows. I know that's a big interest for a lot of people. So if you are someone who cooks a lot, we will deliver a whole or half cow to you. You can come in any of our shops. The butcher will be happy to walk you through it. You can pick all of your own cuts. We will vacuum seal it, and we will deliver it right to your front door. So we try to make this as easy as we can for you to shop local, and we hope you guys will come see us.
Awesome. Well, can't thank you enough for having us out here. Really enjoyed having the show so far. Looking forward to the rest of it. And best of luck with everything. Really
thank
appreciate
you so
the
much.
Time.
Thanks for being here today, and we appreciate it.
Absolutely. That is Ashley Moore from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Thanks so much. All right, 654-ROAR is the number, 654-7627. You want to join us on the phones or on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line. I know Paul was on hold. Paul, you can get back in. I'll tell you what, Mike, let's go ahead and break early. We'll transition here. When we come back, we got lots of college football to talk here. Before we do that, let me tell you about our friends at Collegiate Legacy Designs. If you are looking for a tremendous way to honor somebody in the Christmas season, if you're looking for a way to honor somebody with an anniversary or wedding present coming up or whatever, Collegiate Legacy Designs is your spot. They have everything. The Terrys, Greg and Julie, Greg's a Clemson grad. If you're a Citadel grad or Clemson grad, that class ring is something that you'll cherish for your entire life. And let me tell you something. They've got a great ring plaque for you that, again, great gift this time of year, great for the Christmas season. For more on what they can do for you, go to collegiatelegacydesigns.com. Short break. We'll come back live in Fountain Inn. Come by and see us at AMPM Farms Butchery. You know what? Pastor Darren left. I had a gift card for him. If you hear about where we're at today, you hear about the location, you come by and you buy something, you tell us that you heard it on the Roar, we'll give you a gift card. We got a handful of these left. Love to be done with these and out of these when we leave. A $20 gift card can be yours, no matter how much you buy in here. You may think, well, I'll just go buy something to drink, and you end up leaving with $200 worth of meat. Look, I'm not saying that's what I'm thinking about doing. I'm just saying that's something that you may be thinking out there. Stay with us. Hour number two of the program continues right after this.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
Lennox in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Hi, I'm Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition product.
powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, hour two continues out of bounds. William Quaggenbush live from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. We are here at 202 Southwestern Street in Fountain Inn. You know, a question came in from the 706, and I asked Ashley his question, will you deliver to Hartwell, Georgia? And this is what she said, and I'll just throw this out there. If you're within about 60 miles of their stores, they will deliver the whole cow, half cow, to you if you do a lot of cooking or things like that. So, otherwise they're keeping all in house, but yeah, the delivery service that they have is for the whole and half cows. And, I think Hartwell's probably in the 60 mile range. I mean, I'm so bad with geography, distance and all that. I don't actually know, but it's probably pretty close. Somebody's going to look that up for me and make sure I know that. But anyway, so that's the answer to that question. I wonder if other people have it. So that's why I sort of answered it that way. On the air. Come by and see us. If you come by and you make a purchase in the store and you say you heard about us here on The Roar, we've got a $20 gift card for you live at the Fountain Inn location. It's the grand opening of the Fountain Inn location. They just did the ribbon cutting this morning before we got there. Again, 202 Southwestern Street in Fountain Inn, which is a great, great spot. Shout out to Voodoo Brewing for lunch. I had a few fries, and I'm going to get the – they've got I think they've got burn-ins in here, like a grilled cheese situation with some onions, and I'm real excited to eat that. I'm also excited for Underdog. I'm going to give you my one Underdog play for Clemson and Louisville this weekend, and then, Paul, we're coming right to you, okay? My one Underdog play for this weekend is Antonio Williams higher than 63.5 receiving yards. I think, and Ben actually went through it, Louisville has had vulnerability against talented slot receivers. They give up like 100 receiving yards to every slot. We know that if push comes to shove, Antonio Williams is going to get targeted a bunch. So I would be surprised if he doesn't at least hit the 75-yard mark in this game. It just feels like it's set up really well for him. And then I think Colin Lacy too. Like I know that Chris Bell is the volume guy for Louisville. But Colin Lacy, as a slot receiver, I feel like that's the toughest matchup for Clemson because who's on him? Corian Gibson has been a guy that's covered, you know, he played well last week in the slot, but he still doesn't have that many snaps. You wonder how much you can lean on him. Do they bring a safety down? It depends on what coverage look. And they can get Lacy the ball in a lot of ways in a lot of spots. So I'm going higher than 53.5 receiving yards for Colin Lacy as well. You can get into the action with Underdog this week. And, in fact, I won some playing NBA last night. Download the app, use promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18-plus present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Mike Vaughn, let's go back to the phones. We've got Paul from Ennery, who's patiently waited through the break. He joins us right now. What's up, Paul?
Not much, Clark, but I may be, you may be quit talking about this, but you're talking about cars a while ago. I'm driving a 2003 Ford Explorer that I bought new in 2002. It's about 300 miles from turning 300,000 miles. It's only had an alternator put on it, and I drive it everywhere in to keep the mileage off my new vehicle. As a matter of fact, I'm driving it now. My wife doesn't drive it much, but I do. But this car has been, my son took it to Texas when he went to college out there and went to Wisconsin. He drove it all up in Wisconsin, put a logged a bunch of miles on it. I bought him a new one, went up there and bought it back from Wisconsin. It's like part of the family. my son is going to have to take his 40-year-old son's going to have to take his road test again because he let his license expire. And this is the car that he got his license in when he went to the University of South Carolina. So that's how long it's been in there. And it's not part of the family. I mean, it's about turned 300,000. But you'll hear older gentlemen to tell you they don't make them like they used to. But quite back in the 70s, when I was in high school and stuff, you had a car that had 75,000 to 100,000 on it. They were junkers, and you couldn't get any money out of them. Now, if you got a car out of with 100,000 on, you still get a pretty good price on them. But they might not made the metal that they made back then, but as far as safer and lasting longer, they 10 times better than what cars used to be in the 70s. But I just thought that was something you said yours getting. You drive a Honda, don't you?
I do. Yes, I do.
Well, I got a friend that a good friend, his Toyota truck just turned 400,000 miles and it's still running strong. And they just don't, you know, they just, what it is, you run so low RPMs, you can be doing 80 miles an hour and doing 2,000 RPM. Back in my day, if you're doing 80 miles an hour in a car in the 70s, it sounded like you was on a jet ski, you know, like it's about to blow up. But yeah, that is a milestone though nowadays in time to get, you know, 200,000 to 300,000 miles on a car. But like that, I said, it's a car is like a part of the family, you know, and I told my son, I said, whenever she dies, we're gonna put her in the garage and let her have, you know, stay in the garage because she's part of the family. But anyway,
that is impressive.
Know. Yeah, but it is. I'm looking at it now. It likes about 300,000 to 300,000 on. But anyway, Clark, I thought that was a pretty good topic you brought up a while ago.
Well, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. Thank you. You too. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. You know, this is a good time to tell you about Toyota of Easley because we've gotten a bunch of comments about Toyotas hitting 250, 300, 400K. Paul's talking about Toyotas. Great chance to give a plug for Toyota of Easley. Decades serving the Easley community right there on 123. They've got everything you need. They've got the selection. They've got the sales staff. They've got ownership that cares deeply. They're on site daily. They've got the service department that it was so overrun with cars they had to expand tremendously. They continue to eat up 123 because they need more room for more inventory. And if for some reason you can't find a car on the lot, which I mean, I don't know how you couldn't, you can customize the vehicle that you want at toyotaofeasley.com. If you got very specific taste, you can do that. You can also go for one of their Norris-built models, where Ryan and his team have really tricked out some of the trucks and SUVs. That's a great option as well. They've also got a pre-owned across the street there on 123 that has cars that look brand new. Go online, see the difference at toyotaofeasley.com. That's Toyota of Easley, where their name means a great deal. All right, so couple things here. We're talking Clemson and Louisville. We're talking we're talking one thing that you're worried about, one thing that you're excited about. Here's some thoughts I had about Louisville's passing game, okay? Louisville's passing game with Chris Bell as the leading target getter is similar in some ways to the Florida State passing game. Again, and that's kind of the question to me. If Clemson can make Louisville more like Florida State and less like SMU, that will be better for everybody. Excuse me. Choking on air. Chris Bell, 62 catches. That's tied for third in the league with Lewis Bond and Jacob DeJesus. Mike, I may have to have you talk for a second.
Hey, I'll jump in here, Qualk.
Unbelievable. Go ahead.
I was going to
talk about Louisville's passing game.
Well, I was actually going to share about the running game and let you gather yourself there for a second. But, you know, number one, Isaac Brown, this big running back for Louisville, is out. I don't know how long he's been out, but he just – when I looked at the preliminary injury report, I guess this came out yesterday, I noticed that his name is on the out. And he's been, you know, some of the key and the important part of some of their wins, when you look back at their victory over Pitt back September 27th, I think was their win there. He had a big game there. And, but I still think my biggest concern about this Louisville team is this defensive set. Another, thing about that Pitt game, Qualk, is you had T.J. Quinn, Antonio Watts having big interceptions in the second half of that game. That concerns me. I don't think we saw the kind of pressure that we might expect from Louisville in this last week.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Thank you for that. I honestly don't even really know what happened. Just sucked in a breath, and there we go. That's what happens with monologue radio. Kewan Brown is averaging almost 7 yards an attempt, but he's also only averaging about 8 a game. Brown was in double figures all but 2 games this year. He got hurt in the Virginia Tech game where he had, I believe, 16 for a buck 30 and didn't play last week. So this would be his second game back out. I believe he's got a hamstring injury if I remember correctly. What you're talking about with turnovers, okay? I've got stuff with Chris Bell, but you mentioned the turnovers. I want to pivot to that for a second. There's one stat that I found this morning that's just interesting. I was looking at some numbers game to game, and I thought, you know what? Louisville's just got some higher turnover numbers in their building. And so I looked it up. Louisville is tied for last in the country. Tied for last in giveaways at home.
Oh, wow.
Game by game this year, this is what they've done in terms of turnovers, okay? Eastern Kentucky, they lost 3. James Madison, they lost 1. Bowling Green, they lost 1. Virginia, they lost 2. Boston College, they lost 3. And Cal, they lost 1. Now, in all of these games, in Eastern Kentucky, they were minus 3. Virginia, minus 2. Boston College, even. Cal, minus 1. They were plus 4 at Pittsburgh. They forced 5 turnovers in that game and won. They forced 4 turnovers at Miami and won. They've actually forced 9 turnovers in 2 road games and 7 turnovers in 6 home games so far. This is the 7th home game for Louisville this year. Now, Clemson has been lousy at forcing turnovers. We know that. The 2 games where it feels like it's been significant, LSU, they certainly forced turnovers. And, again, that was significant. Gave Clemson a chance to win a game, but they didn't play great. And last week against Florida State, they were plus 2 in the margin. They did not give the ball away at all. They had 2 turnovers forced and in critical situations. So, in my mind, that this is stoppable force meets movable object, because in 3 road games this year, Clemson has forced 2 turnovers. That's tied for 111th in the country. Again, you've got a handful with 1 and a handful with 0 forced, but that's it. Clemson has not been very good at forcing turnovers away from home. Louisville has turned the ball over. It's an amazing stat. Louisville has turned the ball over in every game this year. 9 games with a turnover. Now, 6 of these games, they have had 1 turnover exactly. And they've won the margin a handful of times, but they've lost the margin 4 games. Here were the games that they've lost the margin. Eastern Kentucky, they were minus 3 and won 51-17. You had Virginia, they lost the margin. They were minus 2, and they lost 30-27 in overtime. They lost the margin at Virginia Tech. They won 28-16 but did not cover the spread. Thank you very much. And against Cal last week at home, they lost by 3, and they were minus 1. If you can win the margin against the Cardinals, you can win the game. You lose the margin, you're probably not beating them. Because, Mike, as you pointed out, they're good at forcing turnovers. They're also good at attacking right after they force turnovers, which is where we get the Chris Bell factor. And again, this is where I want to talk about Chris Bell for a second. Because the ACC leaders in receptions, okay, not necessarily yards right now, we're just going receptions. You've got Lewis Bond, Boston College, 73. Jacob DeJesus, Cal, 73. I think half of those came last week against Louisville, where he just went absolutely bonkers. And you have Chris Bell at 62. He is averaging 7 catches a game for 88 yards a game. He's 3rd in the conference in receiving yards. Clemson has faced the other 2, the 2 guys ahead of him, and I think it's instructive. Cooper Barkate from Duke against Clemson, 6 catches for 127 and a touchdown. Now, the play where no one did what they were supposed to do and Barkate basically bear crawled to the end zone, that was a total bust. That accounted for more than half the yards. But he still caught 5 additional passes and had a monster game with a significant big play. Deuce Robinson, last week, 2nd in receiving yards per game in the conference, 9 carries for 124. So there again, Clemson's giving up yards to players that routinely get yards. I'll go back to Jordan Hudson, SMU. He's fifth in the conference in receiving yards. He had 7 catches for 131 and a touchdown against Clemson. My point in bringing this up is simply this. The reason that Miami failed to beat Chris Bell outside of the 4 giveaways, which was significant, but one of the reasons that Miami failed to beat Louisville is that they let Chris Bell go bonkers. He's the one guy you got to – now, I've said that Lacy is a matchup problem for Clemson because of the issues with how they get him the football. Chris Bell in that game went 9 for 136. He was coming off of 2 games where he was a combined 22 for 305. He was not a secret weapon. He was not in any way, shape, or form a hidden commodity or an unknown commodity when Louisville played Miami. And Miami couldn't stop him. He had 2 touchdowns. A lot of those were yards after the catch where they're getting him free with play action and drag routes. They're basically getting him in behind and leveraging linebackers who are flowing to the ball in the run game against him. This is not just let him run past you and chuck it, although they can do that too. But Bell is a problem. And Clemson has shown routinely this season that if you are a problem, they are going to let you get the receptions and yards that you kind of want. That's my worry in this game, is that a struggling Louisville offense that has been heavily reliant on Chris Bell and as a secondary matter, reliant pretty heavily on Colin Lacy for their yards, and a team that probably in terms of passing game is lacking in confidence right now, Miller Moss is going to be able to feed Chris Bell and feed Colin Lacy just about however and whenever he wants. That, to me, that is an issue.
All right.
Now,
finish that point, and then I've got a question for you.
I was going to say, on the other hand, Louisville's pass defense, we were talking about that a little bit earlier. Can Clemson line up at the ball? First of all, Clemson, look, if they may turn over 5 times in this game. Clemson has not been turnover prone. We talked about that with Cade Klubnik. In the last 4 games since the Syracuse debacle, where he threw it a million times, had the tip interception for a touchdown, whatever, the guy's turned it over 1 time in 4 games. He's thrown 1 interception in 4 games. The last 2 games at home, he's accounted for 4 touchdowns, no turnovers whatsoever, and he's completing like 75% of his passes. Cade Klubnik has been outstanding. He's completing passes, and he's not giving it to the other team. He's not really even putting a bunch of balls in jeopardy right now. And if you look at Louisville's passing defense, okay, and then, Mike, I'd love to get your thoughts on it. They gave up 350 last week to Cal. They gave up 244 to Boston College with 3 touchdowns. They gave up 271 at Miami. They gave up 259 at Pittsburgh. They faced some teams that just are not capable of throwing it or haven't needed to throw it, or a weird game like Virginia where there were multiple non-offensive touchdowns in that game and short fields that let Virginia kind of get what they wanted and go where they wanted to go. It's not a terrible passing defense, but they are susceptible for teams that want to drop back and throw it 2 out of every 3 downs. I would expect Cade Klubnik to have some success in this game. Mike, your thoughts?
Well, my question was going to be to you, as we compare probably the top 2 games for Louisville so far this season, they were both – well, no, I'm sorry. One was a loss to Virginia. So that totally blows my question. For some reason, I was thinking Louisville beat Virginia in overtime, but it was tied 27 going in. I was going to ask you which one of these wins is the better win, and here I've messed up my question. But you've got to think that the win over Miami is their signature win of the season now, that 3-point win back on October 17th. What kind of comparisons can you take from that game as they look forward to the Tigers Friday night?
Well, I think for Louisville, you're going to try to do what you did against Miami. You're going to try to turn them over a million times. And Carson Beck has been way more turnover prone than Cade Klubnik this year. Way more turnover prone. In fact, I'm not even going to go into the really super nerdy stats, where the really super nerdy stats would tell you that Cade Klubnik has not thrown any, like, put the ball in danger, like hardly at all. Carson Beck, as you can imagine, routinely putting the ball in danger.
I mean, I do.
Go ahead.
I do have my button, my hand on the nerd button right here. I mean, if you need to go there, we can do it.
Listen, we may get there. In fact, just go ahead. I mean, we're just doing a lot of numbers in this segment anyway. Might as well go ahead and go there.
Whoa, wait a second, Doc. You mean to tell me that this is a nerd alert?
That's right, Marty. We've entered a nerd alert.
Cade Klubnik has 5 interceptions this year. Among ACC passers that have thrown at least 100 passes, that's the fourth fewest, okay? Steve Angeli has two. Haynes King has two. Darian Mintz has four. Klubnik, Mason Heinschel, Chandler Morris, Dylan Lonergan, Robbie Ashford, Gio Lopez, Grayson James all have five. Klubnik has the most touchdowns of 14 of anybody in that group. He's second in that group in passer rating. Only Heinschel has him by a hair. Carson Beck has thrown 9 interceptions this year and has thrown just one fewer pass than Cade Klubnik. He's 15 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, roughly the same yards per attempt, roughly the same yards per game. Beck's got a higher completion percentage, but he's trying to fit the ball in tight windows and throwing balls that he ought not throw. So Carson Beck, again, much more turnover prone than Cade Klubnik this year. Beck has had 3 games where he's thrown multiple interceptions. South Florida, he threw 2. Louisville was a disaster. He threw 4. And then the SMU game where they lost, he threw 2 as well. So you could argue that Carson Beck and some of the errant throws, I mean, it's the reason that Miami's losing these games. Their defense is holding teams that are capable of scoring in the mid-20s, and they can't win because they're just throwing the ball to the other team. In the Louisville game, he throws 4 picks. 3 of them I thought were horrible decisions. One of them was a fine decision, but the ball was poorly thrown with too much air under it. It allowed the safety to kind of get up underneath it and make the pick. And then the SMU game, after that, you know, Beck comes out and he's basically like, I run the play that's called, basically throwing his coordinator under the bus and maybe even the receivers under the bus a little bit. Not exactly a touchy-feely type of conversation after that game. I just don't think Cade Klubnik is going to do that. The difference in the Miami game was that Louisville got out to a lead, they forced 4 turnovers, and they were able to sort of keep a working margin in the game. They just they pressured Beck and they established the run. I think it's going to be harder to do that. Now, I'm not saying that it's harder to do that generally on paper against Clemson than it was against Miami. I'm just saying I think it's easier said than done against Clemson to do as well at all of those things as they did on that one Friday night against Miami. We'll step aside and take a break, and we come back. Brian Edwards is going to join us with some winners. Stay with us. More to come in Hour 2 live at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market here in Fountain Inn. Come by and see us. You come by and make a purchase in the store. We got a $20 gift card for you if you mention you heard about it on The Roar. Stay with us. More to come after this.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxon Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15. And you could win up to $2,500 or play all 15 numbers and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's ELKMONT tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Only minutes from the interstate at Exit 1, inviting golfers from Oconee.
Anderson, Pickens, and Greenville counties, as well as nearby Atlanta, Chickasaw Point and Overlook Restaurant await you. Chickasaw Point Golf is a hills course, and Overlook Restaurant is a beautiful event venue. Available to host meetings, weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays, a natural, beautiful trip through nature the way golf was meant to be. Discover what others have, the great golfing you'll find at Chickasaw Point.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part? We're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
The Roar, with enough hot takes to melt your smart speaker. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
I'm heading back to Louisville. Whoa! Whoa!
The theme music. We love the good theme music from Mike Vaughn here in hour two of the program. Out of Bounds rolls on live from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market here in downtown Fountain Inn. A beautiful piece of countryside. I mean, I was talking to somebody about the drive in here was unbelievable. This is a neat little downtown area. If you can find a spot to park, I mean, there's some great stuff going on here. This is way different from, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago when I was when I lived around here. And it's a neat spot. And these are great members of the community. Come by and see them. Really, really good stuff. Really, really good stuff going on here at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. While we wait on Brian Edwards, let me tell you about our friends at One Time Plumber. Call the plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. Unbelievable. The service that they supply, the 24-hour same-day service guarantee For all of your plumbing emergencies, the leaks, the clogs, the hot water issues, to grind everything in your home or business to a screeching halt, you just can't live without that stuff. And thanks to One Time Plumber, you don't have to. If you're going to buy it in the upstate, Anderson, Greenville area, call the plumber whose name is his number. They're great friends at One Time Plumber. Now we do have Brian Edwards. He is VegasInsider.com senior handicapper. He's at VegasBEdwards on Twitter, and he's at MajorWager.com. And he joins us right now. Brian, what's up, buddy?
What's happening, Quark? How we doing?
Oh, man, doing fantastic. Cannot wait to talk to you about some of these. Let's start, if we can, with the game tonight. We've got Troy and Old Dominion. Now, I got to admit, Old Dominion seems like a better team than Troy, but two teams who are both 6-3, a double-digit spread feels a little steep to me.
Feels a little heavy to me. My only concern is Troy's got a couple offensive linemen out, and they gave up 9 sacks to Arkansas State their last time out in a 23-10 loss. However, ODU's got some defensive starters out as well, so that kind of pushed me over where I was like, okay, I'm going to make this play. Because Troy was on fire before that Arkansas State game. They'd won 5 in a row, both straight up and against the spread. And, I mean, you guys saw Troy earlier in the year had the 9-3 lead at halftime. They're 4-1 against the spread with 3 outright wins in 5 games as an underdog. And ODU got off to a smoking hot start, going 4-1 both straight up in ATS with the only loss, a very respectable and 2-possession game with Indiana. I mean, they played Indiana as tough as anybody outside of Penn State and Oregon. But since that 4-1 start, ODU has struggled. 2-2 straight up, 1-3 ATS, the only win, by 3 at home to App State, and the 2 outright losses by a lot, 63-27 at JMU and 48-24 at Marshall. So I'm going to go Troy plus the 10.5.
I love your next play because you're undeterred by LSU scoring 9 last week. You're going, nope, over with an Arkansas defense that's giving up points to everybody. Why do you like Arkansas-LSU to go north of 56.5?
Well, for starters, Arkansas, every single game they've had has had a combined score of 57 or more, and their games have averaged combined scores of 68.7 points per game. The over is 7-2 overall for Arkansas, but, you know, one of the unders was 65 combined against Tennessee in the 34-31 game, and the other was 59 that went under but would be over this number when they played Alabama A&M at FCS school that only scored 7 and a 52-7 win. I won't bore you with all of Arkansas's abysmal defensive numbers, but let's just say that Arkansas's defense is just what the doctor ordered to get LSU's offense going again. And before last week, the over had hit in back-to-back games for LSU, 55 combined at Vandy in a 31-24 loss and 74 combined to A&M in a 49-25 loss. So let's go over. And like I've been saying all year, I'm never against the Mike Washington and Taylen Green rushing yards and touchdown props if you want to go there. But my main play is over 56.5. And I normally say the featured back to go over rushing yards for Arkansas's opponent, but LSU is kind of in like splitting carries between Harlan Berry and Caden Dunham. And so I'm not really – or Durham, I should say, right? I'm not really sure how the carries are going to go, so I don't know about that. But, Arkansas, LSU over, and never against those Arkansas player props.
He is Brian Edwards. Check him out, VegasInsider.com, senior handicapper, MajorWager.com, and at VegasBEdwards on Twitter. Let's talk more SEC, Alabama, Oklahoma. Mateers played a little better, but Bama, a touchdown favorite, and you like the Tide this week. Tell us why.
Yeah, so this is my favorite play of the week, and like I said before the LSU game, if you want to get aggressive, go ahead and make smaller plays on Bama in the first quarter, which I've seen at 1.5 or 2, and in the first half, which I doubt you'll be able to get a 3, but 3.5 at most books. So Bama 5-0, both straight up in ATS at home this year. They're now at Bryant-Denny under Kalen DeBoer, 12-0 straight up, 10-2 against the spread, 10 of the 12 wins by 11 or more, 9 of the 12 wins by 14 or more. Ty Simpson, 21 touchdown passes compared to only 1 interception. And now Oklahoma's perfect on the road as well, 3-0 both straight up in ATS. But You know, Oklahoma was in the top five of pretty much every defensive category, you know, through like late October, you know, mid-ish late October. But look, they've only faced two elite offenses. Ole Miss scored 34 despite settling for four field goals in Norman. And Tennessee had 28 first downs and 456 yards of offense. They just coughed up three turnovers, which, you know, is a little bit of a credit to Oklahoma. But look, Mateer, since surgery, two touchdown passes, four interceptions, and passing yard outputs of only 202, 150, 223, and 159. Love Bama.
Let's talk a little ACC. I have Virginia Tech, Florida State on my maybe board, with the Hokies getting two touchdowns against a team that is very likely to quit. Also, I saw them 2 weeks ago win by 35 for no reason, so I'm a little spooked. But you like the Hokies getting two touchdowns at Florida State this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, look, Deuce Robinson will spook you a little bit, and that FSU beatdown they put on Wake Forest will definitely spook you. But, look, the coaching, you know, hot seat stuff, that got all cranked back up again. You know, it died down for like 48 or so hours after the Wake Forest game, but it is back at full force for Norvell. And, by the way, he's 2-12 straight up in his last 14 ACC games. And FSU, their last nine win a double-digit favorite against an FBS opponent. That's discounting one cover against an FCS school. Their last nine double-digit favorites versus FBS, 2-7 against the spread with four outright losses. And, look, Batek, they had a 16-7 lead against Louisville less than 10 minutes left in the third quarter their last time out. Now ended up being Louisville going on a big-time run and winning 28-16. But then the game before that, they beat Cal in double OT. So, look, for a team with an interim coach ever since, after the Week 3 loss, they haven't had, like, tons of opt-outs. They're pretty healthy. I looked this up now because I was a little spooked by the Wake Forest game 2 weeks ago. But, I mean, you know, for a team that with a lame duck, you know, staff and all that, nobody's opting out. And they seemingly are still playing, you know, pretty hard. And, look, FSU is the team I have more concerns about, you know, perhaps quitting. So give me, give me the Hokies. Sorry.
All right, let's talk Brendan Sorsby. 38.5 rushing yards against Arizona. You like him north of that. Tell us why.
I sure do, as I'm getting to his player page here. All right, so his rushing yard outputs this year, 96, 40, 39, 52, 64, now 36 and 13 in back-to-back games. Now, so those would be under the 38.5. But then 85 and then 28 against Utah. So what is that, 6 out of 9 or is that 7 out of 10 that have gone over? One of the two. And so I like Sorsby over 38.5 rushing yards, Cincinnati versus Arizona.
All right, let's talk NFL quickly. We got about 2 minutes left. We've got the Chargers at the Jags. You like L.A. laying a field goal on the road?
I sure do. Two teams going in opposite directions. The Chargers have won 3 in a row and 4 of 5, both straight up and against the spread. And the Jags, they have, well, first off, just big-time deflating loss last week. And they are 1-3 straight up, 0-3-1 against the spread in their last four. Trevor Lawrence is struggling. Four of his 5-0 linemen are listed questionable. Now, I know it's early in the week. They might all play, but also Brian Thomas is questionable. He was limited at practice yesterday. Hunter Long, the tight end, did not practice yesterday. Two teams opposite directions. We've got the head coaching advantage, and we've got the quarterback advantage. In my opinion, let's go Chargers -3.
And then finally, you like Jameis Winston twice this weekend as the starter for the Giants this week.
Everything comes in bunches with Jameis, including interceptions. So we can go 2-plus interceptions, plus 172 at FanDuel. He had 3, 2, 3, and 3. So 3 interception games, and it starts with the Browns last year. And that was only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That was only 7 starts. He had 3 interception games and another with 2 interceptions. And then let's go over 228.5 passing yards. He had outputs of 334, 395, and 497 last year. So lots of action on Jabu interceptions and over on his passing yards.
That's phenomenal. I love it so much. He's going to have a big day and also give it away multiple times. The gift that keeps on giving, Jameis Winston. Thanks, Brian. Really appreciate it, my man. Check him out at Vegas Beavers on Twitter, MajorWager.com, and, of course, Senior Handicapper, VegasInsider.com. Best of luck, my friend. Looking forward to visiting with you again next week.
Thanks, Walk. Have a great weekend.
Are you too? That's Brian Edwards joining the program. Great stuff there. Dave loves it when people start taking the Hokies plus the points. He loves it, man. He loves it. It's great. It's great. He says, if only that meant anything, it'd be great. Hey, we're live at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market right here, 202 Southwestern Street in Fountain Inn. You come by, you tell us that you heard about this location here on the Roar today. We got a $20 gift card for you to AMPM Farms. When we come back, Eric McLean joins us to start Hour 3.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled.